Listen, it's the first episode of NXT in the new year, and boy, do we have stuff to talk about. You shouldn't go changing, because we're about to start.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the NXT After Show. It was a tone that only dogs could hear. We're the NXT team. This is the AfterBuzz TV NXT After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm one of your hosts, the internet's Mark B. Donica. You can find me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica. And the funky, fresh gentleman to my left. Let's start with... Let's start with Bill. Hi, Bill.
What's up, party people? Welcome back to NXT After Show.
Thank you.
For our first actual episode of the new year.
You're right.
You can find me on Twitter at Sonoma Hotel, and next to me is the luscious lad of Livermore. No.
You know what this this panel has? Yeah. You know what it really has?
Funk!
Unity!
I thought you were going to say sex appeal, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
And there's no one on the couch.
No.
Nobody on the couch.
No thick boys. Because they're all up here. Hi, everybody. This is gonna be...
That's all right with me.
Quite an... Thank you, Steve. So this is a pretty eventful episode of NXT this week.
Events occurred.
Yeah.
Itself
is an event.
Yeah, emanating from center stage in Atlanta.
Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Correct.
We're both right. where the gambler used to get beat up by...
Kenny Rogers.
Bunkhouse Brown. Wait, is that his name? Bunkhouse Brick... Brickhouse Brunk. Brunk.
Brickhouse Brunk.
Yeah.
Favorite wrestler.
She's a brick.
Terry Brunk's Brunk. Bigger brother.
Terry Brunk. Terry Brunk's awesome.
Terry Brunk.
It's great because one of Terry Brunk's first matches, if you guys don't know who Terry Brunk is, go ahead and Google it. One of Terry Brunk's first matches in the business was against Terry Funk, and he came out, and he wasn't used to not being named Terry Brunk yet. People started chanting Terry, and for a minute he was like, how do these people know who I am? They've discovered my secret.
Wow, I'm really getting over. I nailed it.
These people love me.
Yeah.
He hates these cans.
He hates these cans.
That is the best freeze frame. If we can get that up on Still Store, Cambot?
That'd be great.
Cambot.
Thank you, Steve. Cam Steve? SteveBot?
Gypsy?
That's good. Oh, yeah, that's good. If
Steve... Hi, guys, I'll get you this picture.
That, if anything, that's... Steve and Gypsy is probably the closest and best.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Steve is the Gypsy of... and I'm not meaning like NXT, the people...
NXT 3K?
That we don't call that anymore.
People.
I'm talking about the people.
No, Gypsies are still real. No, they really are.
They can call themselves that, of course.
The drifters that rip off, like,
the ethnic group of
people. No, I mean real gypsies. Literally, that's their job, is they're gypsies. They travel. What? That's a thing.
Hey, can you stop, please?
I don't understand this conversation.
Hey, he knew
we're
Gypsy
talking
Joe.
About Gypsy from MST3K.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. The end.
Yeah, that's it.
And in the future,
nope.
They're still drifting around.
Like giant vacuum cleaners.
Yeah.
I'm receiving word. We've been mega canceled.
Super canceled. And if you want to commemorate that, you can go to nxteam.spreadshirt.com to get our 0 days since canceled.
Yeah, we did it again.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a little dated.
Oh, I'm also wearing a shirt that we don't sell on the store. Do we still
sell
it? We do. We still sell that one. I'm a Kathy Kelly guy.
If you like the Kathy.
No, I'm wearing Return of the Jedi.
Absolutely nothing. He's wearing a hoodie and nothing else. Hoodie and glasses and a smile.
That's usually
it.
My look.
I'm wearing nothing under these
clothes. Winnie the Poohin'.
Pooing it.
So to put a pin in it, if we ever have a...
Pooing it. Sorry.
It's okay. If we ever have a live commentary segment, it has to be called NXT 3K.
Why have we not done a live show before? Oh, because no one would go. I realized halfway through The Sims.
Half of
our audience is Matt in Australia. Anyway.
I mean, we did kind of do it once.
Dude, if people want to send us to Australia to like do a live show, we would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd get bit by all the poisonous stuff.
Yeah,
like
box jellyfish.
Boxcar jellyfish.
Yeah.
Boxcar Spiders.
Yeah.
Chupacabra. Chupacabra.
Dropbox Bears.
Sasquatch.
It's a digital virus.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about
the
show yet.
You call Bigfoot in Australia?
Sea Squeech.
There goes the 50% of our audience that is mad.
He knows.
He knows. Oh, he knows Shaza and Sasquatch.
No!
So, hey, Undisputed Era started the show off really weird. We never had any. Actually, a special announcement for the 2018 NXT Team Show. We are on a trackless system.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Rail-free since 2017.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, we started. Well, anyway.
15. 14. Like,
they gave Kyle O'Reilly some, they gave Kyle O'Reilly something to do with his hands. Chupadagra?
Chupadagra.
Maybe the dingo ate our focus.
Dingo.
Dingo?
Dingo ate your focus.
Dingo, hey. Dang it!
Forget you, man. That was a national tragedy.
Dingo dango.
Dingo dango. Dingo dango. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Adam Cole is going to do everything to be the next NXT champ. Next segment. Hey, Shayna Baszler made her debut.
Don't gloss over the fact that this is the first time we've seen Kyle O'Reilly holding an NXT championship belt.
Yeah.
And now we know.
And staring at his partner's ass.
Yeah, he was like, what's my line? Sanity. We're going to talk about Sanity.
We realized that there's a camera on him. He's been found out.
Zoinks.
Shaz Squatch.
Like, hey guys, maybe we should maybe we should
totally defend these belts.
It's a good Bobby Fish impression.
Does that make Adam Cole Velma? Anyway, Shayna Baszler.
I think it makes him
Fred.
Okay. Yeah, he's a Fred.
He's just missing an ascot.
Absolutely.
He can just, instead of a ponytail, just tie it around and have it. Like Gaston.
Yes.
But it's ponytails. Yeah. And he ties it in the center. Shayna Baszler versus Dakota Kai.
Sasquatch.
This match was rough for the main reason.
It wasn't much of a match.
No, it was Shayna Baszler beating the crap out of Dakota Kai. Thanks for coming.
Before we got to her beating the crap out of Dakota Kai, though, we got a backstage, we got some footage from the NXT Performance Center of Shayna Baszler being a big old bully and being like, oh, you guys are training moves, huh? Can I show you a move real quick? I'm just going,
hey, can
I
show
you? You're training, idiot.
Hey, can I show you a quick move? It's called, sorry, what was it? Let me just show you.
It's just the name of it.
It's just not what
wrestling moves
in
weird names.
I loved everything about all of this, and I also love how much glee Shayna Baszler is taking from 100% of just being the worst person in the world and just grinning and laughing. She's basically, so her character is basically Patrick Bateman describing the Huey Lewis album in American Psycho.
Yeah. Yes.
Right before he gets
the
while,
the
axe.
Yeah. You know, with the plastic on the floor, the newspaper on the floor, wearing the plastic tarp around him. He's got the axe.
So good.
So happy to be here.
Like when
Do
she
you like Huey Lewis?
When she's out of the ring, she gets like, yeah. Those ones, like Do you know Dakota Kai? Anyway. This was wild. The ref had to stop the match due to a possible, she was grabbing her shoulders, so maybe there's some sort of...
At that angle, that's a dislocated shoulder.
Dislocated shoulder is what I was calling.
Or a separated shoulder.
And then came back, put a rear naked choke on her until she passed out, and Ember made the save and broke it up.
It is just, Shayna's so good at this, and she's being used so perfectly, and it's such an effective heel stuck. It's such an effective heel character. And just being like, I forgot something real quick. Ah! I forgot to murder you for real.
And a very important question brought up by William Drake in the chat. So what do we think about the horses? Like, it's a not-so-subtle nod to the Four Horsewomen, but it just kind of happened, and the only reason we went, there's spades on the video, so we know that that's Shayna Baszler. She's the queen of spades and all that stuff. So
I would, well...
Queen of spades.
I mean, it's...
The queen of spades.
If it's actually...
Playing with the queen of spades.
Like a nod to something that's going to happen in the future, I'd say it's very smart of them to sort of subliminally give that to it. Well, not so subliminally. give us that. But if it's not actually going to lead to anything, like rumor has it may not, then just scrap it. We don't need it. Mm-hmm. I mean, get her another signature. She doesn't need that.
A different sort of button.
Because she's not a horse. This just in, Shayna Baszler, not actually a centaur.
And that is an AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
That's what you come here for.
Yep.
The
hot takes.
The hot takes, hot tags.
Hot cakes.
That's good.
Yeah!
Because you didn't hit my ring. That would have hurt even worse. we'll get back to the AOP. Yeah, you know me. But after the match, Christy gets right to the edge of Gorilla.
She's so fast.
She's super fast.
She's like a jaguar.
Jaguar. Nailed it. Welcome to Hooked on Pahonix with the NX team. But
Jason Fee.
Very good. You remembered. That's Muzzy though. But ask Shayna essentially why. And right as she's trying to ask that question, if she just said why Shayna why or something like that, she probably would have got an answer. But Regal shows up, sends her away.
What is your damn problem?
What is your major malfunction?
Like, she didn't seem serious about it.
Oh, Shayna?
No, Christy.
No, she's there. Dude, she just saw somebody.
She's there.
Yeah, she saw somebody get the crap beat out of them. Yeah, possible shoulder separated. She was there before the general manager was.
If she actually was faster with her question, she may have gotten an answer. But her setup was so long that Regal just appeared and said, get out of here.
Dang MQ saying Christy channeling her inner Usain Bolt. The Regal's main point of this Regal sent her away and mentioned that attacking people is not a way to get her a title shot, to which Shayna responds, are we done here? So do we think that a title shot is even on her mind? Or is it a thing that she doesn't care? She's still going to do. Does she want the title, or does she just want to hurt people?
No, I think she wants the title. I think hurting people is the second best thing, but she definitely wants the title. You can obviously see it because she doesn't take her competition at this level seriously. Mm-hmm. And if she was given a title shot, I believe she would take that somewhat more seriously. But approach it in much the same way that she's approaching this, again, and not taking her opponents very seriously. I think she's going to continue to hurt people until she's given basically what she wants, or just thrown the hell out. The problem is that she's actually got so much coming in behind her that you can't fire her. She's too much of a moneymaker.
Yeah.
So she's basically got Regal handcuffed. He said that you can't go around getting titles this way, and she knows 100% that, yeah, she can, and she will.
I kind of already did.
I kind of can. You see how Ember Moon was out there?
Sorry.
I kind of got a redemption.
Sorry, yeah. Murder all your peoples. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry. SN hashtag SNS.
Snus.
She dips.
Yeah, I guess she does. AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
You don't have to do it right now, but next time I call for it, can you just get ready the auto tune if it's still there? Yeah, that one. Anyway, not right now, but we'll get there.
Wow.
Hi, Steve. Okay.
I think he just tripped in the booth and pulled the cord.
Shout out to our audio listeners. We'll
clean that up in post.
We got it. that was the first match. But right before this, the AOP came out and mentioned that winners will suffer. They don't care where or when. They want their titles back.
They're speaking for themselves, as well as Paul Ellering.
Ellering's a little too mad to talk right now. Like, oh, I'm just so steamed. You boys take care of this one.
Yarr. It's a Minnesota Yarr. Rage. It's a quiet rage.
It's a Krabby Patty rage. Yep. Next match, highly anticipated.
Never duplicated.
Pause for effect. Cassius Ohno versus Raul Mendoza.
Wow.
Raul Mendoza. Wow. Raul Mendoza. Wow. There, fine. Raul Mendoza has been impressing us anytime he's up there on that canvas.
okay.
And so with this match, he seemed too fast for Cassius Ohno. Cassius Ohno was trying to match him in speed. But if you just look at the two men side by side, you'll notice a couple of major differences.
See,
size by size.
I thought...
One has short hair.
True.
Cassius Ohno was actually two Raul Mendozas in a very large jersey. That's what I thought he was.
Take a damn drink and you didn't let me, you piece of garbage, anyway.
I already thought that's what he was. But it turns out, not the case. After my TV exclusive, Cassius Ohno, not two
Raul
Mendozas.
No, not that one.
Raul
the other one.
After Buzz TV.
Never get that one.
What the hell was that?
It's just a sting that we have that the studio has had ever since I can remember.
I like it.
Yeah, but we've kept it on the soundboard. Thanks, Steve. keep the motor running on that one. But
Ohno could have dropped his croissant.
Could have dropped his croissant. Watch your profanity.
Only in the summer.
What's that?
What?
Okay. But what do we all think of Raul Mendoza versus Cassius Ohno? There are a couple of cool things. Ohno catching Mendoza's leg and flipping him onto his
he hurt his front. Tummy!
Yeah. It's like the old tummy flip. Mendoza!
This was a pretty good match. I really like Raul Mendoza. He moves really well. I mean, when you see him just by himself, you know, even in street clothes, very unassuming. You don't know who he is or really what he's capable of, but it's instances like this, especially with a guy like Cassius Ohno, where you get to see what Raul Mendoza is really capable of doing. He moves really well, very fluid, and Cassius Ohno himself moves very well. They both share sort of a Lucha Libre background, but the size difference is such that it slows Cassius Ohno down. He's not able to break out as quickly as Raul Mendoza, and as a result, it's a lot of, as they said on commentary, cat and mouse.
It was more like lion and mouse.
Lion and also cat.
Oh, that's good. That's really good timing.
Was.
It was like when a
what the hell, Steve? I love
when
you.
A big dumb dog chases a moth. Not that Cassius Ohno is dumb, but like,
you know, he's a guy.
He's a golden retriever of a man.
He's a golden retriever.
He's a golem retriever.
Yeah.
He retrieves golems, or
golem that's been retrieved.
Okay.
Oh, I heard Gollum, like Gollum, the character. Gollum.
No, no, like a golem. Like the stone golem, the demon made of clay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's a homunculus.
Right. Yeah. It's a creature that is created.
It's an avatar, a protector.
Yes. Yes.
Not a demon.
Well, I mean, it can be if you're on the wrong side of a golem. You ever been on the wrong side of a golem?
Have you been on the wrong side of a golem?
Yes, St. Louis, Missouri.
Pokemon card tournament? On the wrong side of a golem?
No, Yu-Gi-Oh card tournament.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
No,
when he lost his soul to the Shadow Realm.
It was back in Pee Wee League when he used to play Golem Tinder.
Yeah. Sharkasaur killing it. Cass and Mouse.
Nice.
That's German.
Cassius Ohno.
Cats and mouse. And speaking of this match, it reminded me of the European equivalent, Worker and Parasite. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so old, I can only make references for the first 10 seasons of The Simpsons. I apologize.
Oh, I see. That's where the problem is.
You guys only know from, like, the future episodes on.
No, only the episodes where they flash forward to the future.
Yeah. Right.
That's the only references I'll get.
Smell you later forever, Mark.
Smell you later forever. man.
See, they got that one.
Cassius Ohno hits the high-tension elbow strike. How we feeling that name?
Oi.
A lot of syllables, a lot of words.
The H-T-E-S.
Just call it.
The High Top Express.
I mean, I think...
Hot Topic Express.
Hot Topic Express.
There's a...
Choo-choo.
Bateman out here is a professional wrestler in Southern California. Several places in the United States. His finisher is a elbow, a forearm drop elbow onto an opponent. It's called Death from Above. Mm-hmm. I think that's a cool name. I think high tension, whatever, that's lame.
Elbow strike.
Sorry. What are you, a lineman? Like,
no, he's like, it's
basketball.
See,
it's not football, it's basketball.
Still, this is wrestling. It's not either of those things. New name. I'm really surprised they're invested in that.
A lot
name.
Of people in chat are appreciating your reference, Bill.
Oh, thank you. I can I honestly, like right now, I can only think of, because you brought up basketball and Cassiano, and now Uno.
You did say that. I was like, did you just say Uno?
Uno!
Draw four.
All I can think of is technical foul, which is a duck wearing glasses on a computer.
Yes. And he hits him with the technical foul.
It is a hit from behind. Technically, it's not a clean move.
Yeah, it's
but it wouldn't be a technical foul. It would be a flagrant. Probably a flagrant two.
It's a red card.
It's a red card. Renegado!
Oh, man.
And LeBron has been given a red card.
Man, what?
It's very unusual.
What? What? Man.
What, man? I thought you were dabbing.
That's him getting thrown
in the back
out.
Was Zelina Vega in the whatever sort of Atlantean press.
The press from Atlantis.
Yeah, I decided to stick with it.
Zelina.
Thoughts on Fish.
This is Fish Boy from the Imperious Rex. What would you...
What are your thoughts on the canning... I don't know. Whatever. Eject.
My editor's been canned.
I've been canned. We've all been canned. We're still canceled. Let's go down this rabbit hole.
School of Sardines.
No! Damn it! okay. Andrade understands that it will take work to retain his title, which is a new thing for him.
He didn't say it. She said it.
Well, still, well, I mean,
that's her.
He wasn't there. He was
still
training.
Getting used to all this phenomenal training. Success,
phenomenal cosmic power and success. Yeah. Once again, the beloved gaggle of NXT microphones. Red Shoes has all the red cards. All right,
oh,
nice reference.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So I don't know why I put that note in there. What's reality?
Reality.
Gargano is an opportunist. A lie. Watch your. Hey, what's reality? Watch your profanity. the NXT champion Andrade Cien Almas. What is the new strategy for round three with Gargano? I'm not gonna tell you that.
Yeah,
she's not. You're not gonna catch her monologuing,
idiot.
But you know who you are gonna catch monologuing?
Will Shatner.
Well, hang on.
Okay.
Zelina said that Gargano isn't the one who actually had the success in DIY. It was actually his
Tommaso.
Partner.
Chompy McChomperson.
Yeah.
Tommaso Chompers.
Because, I mean, like, that's empirically not true, because they both held the tag team titles, but then Gargano was the one who beat Ciampa in the Cruiserweight Classic, and then Gargano was the one who won the number one contenders match, and Ciampa, where's Ciampa? At home on his butt.
Is that
dumb injured dummy?
Dumb injured
dumb
butt
idiot.
Butt dummy
injured.
God. Gargano. It's Gargano. He's no butt dummy.
Yeah.
Dummy butt.
It's head games.
Head games.
She's playing them head games.
Head games. But
that's all we get from her is head games, and I can't take it anymore.
But we all agree that that's not true, right? What she's saying is not true.
Well, yeah, no, but it's a part of
her strategy.
No, I know. I get it.
In
but
saying,
no, the one thing she did say was right was we beat him twice already.
They totally
and
did.
And it seems like he's on a hot streak, and hot streaks run out. I think he's rolling that seven right now. He's going to roll with Snake Eyes. It's going to be over.
I think while we were chatting, Bill, you mentioned an idea of Ciampa for Philadelphia.
On his butt? Oh, yeah.
On the bill.
I think that, I mean, there's a strong chance that Gargano will show up and take over and insert himself. Like, and really, what better way to go to the next level of Zelina's machinations for Gargano than to, like, go from, like, throwing the shirt at him to, like, revealing that she's wearing the shirt to being like, oh, I got something better than a shirt. Your actual former partner. Hey, why don't you come on down here?
In the shirt.
Yeah.
I've got... And then he rips it off. Yeah. I think...
She pushes a big cake down to ringside.
Yeah!
And Ciampa sexily bursts out of it. Completely.
I thought you were going to say
just his hip thrusting, yeah. Busts the bottom of it, and then he just puts his arms out.
It's like that scene of Under Siege, except it's Ciampa in the sailor's hat.
And just the sailor's hat.
Okay.
Not,
yep.
Not on his head. But I think everything's going to happen up to Ciampa coming out.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be like, shirt, oh, I know you wouldn't fall for it, but then like the DIY music's going to hit. Which would be weird because Johnny's like, that's still technically my theme song.
Well, I think that like either Ciampa could come out and cost Gargano the thing, or we think Ciampa's going to come out and cost him the thing. Zelina does the head games, Gargano loses, and then Ciampa comes out.
That's where I was going with it.
Or Gargano could win the title, and then Ciampa comes out and just murders and literally takes a knife out and stabs Gargano to death in the ring while everyone just screaming in horror
and chats chanting psycho killer,
yeah. Psycho killer, kiss kiss
it. But it would be so sick as to be like psycho killer, and then like as they realize that this is an actual murder happening, they're like psycho killer,
start chanting new jack, new jack, new jack.
New Jack makes his triumphant return?
Well, he's a
I'd settle for homicide.
Tommaso Ciampa is a bleached new jack. I'm just wondering if Johnny Gargano is going to backhand Zelina. At one point, she tries her head games, and he just right there.
You know what? It wasn't.
It could happen. Could totally happen. I see it. I see it in my head.
Well, we'll see how the Mixed Match Challenge goes.
does anybody know if Candice LeRae has been signed yet?
I believe she has.
Yeah, I mean,
I believe she's going to be at Bar Wrestling next Thursday.
Are you sure?
I'm not. I'm not. That's why I said
I
believe.
The last one was her.
That's
last
why
one.
I believe it is. But
thought her last one was the.
Well,
last.
I think I don't, because we don't talk about what happened at the taping spoilers. But I believe that she has signed with.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Okay.
Yeah,
through the grapevine.
Yeah.
Down to the tracks, around the barrel fire.
Not the.
It's an epidemic, Mark.
Yeah.
I know.
Hobos share.
I've known you for years. I know. Yeah. You're an epidemic.
You sure am.
You should be announced as being from Hamsterdam sometime.
What, because of all of the meat?
I just imagine a dam holding back so many hamsters.
Or one giant hamster.
Yeah. Would you rather fight 100 hamster-sized horses? Or one horse-sized hamster?
Give me the little ones. I can stomp them. That big one's going to be tough to take down.
Yeah, but
imagine all the meat.
But imagine riding it.
Whoa.
Into battle.
Wait, isn't a horse-sized hamster just a horse? Never mind.
Yeah. Anyway. Chrissy's in the back with Johnny Gargano. And thank God! Interrupted. By the Velveteen Dream. Yes, Dream. Yes. Dream. Yes. Say it.
Would you say that this...
Say thank you. Not my name. Say thank you.
Would you say that this segment was delightful?
Wonderful. You got lucky. You beat a guy named Cassius Ohno, because he doesn't look like a superstar. Beat a guy.
Legit burn.
How
like
dope would it be if
burn.
Everyone else like started being announced as NXT superstar such and such? It was like, an NXT guy.
And resident Cassius guy, Cassius Ohno.
It's French. It's pronounced Guy.
I want him to cut his hair short.
Guy Le Ohno.
And spike it. Ooh. And then bleach part of his
from
goatee.
From Flavortown.
Yeah. He looks like NXT's Guy Fieri. Like,
we can call him Big Papa Dump. Holler if you hear meat.
So much trouble.
Hits him with the Flavor Town Express. That's the
better than high tension elbow.
Hell yeah!
No, it's the. Oh. Call the donkey sauce.
In the back of the head.
And he hits with the donkey sauce right to the back of the head.
Off the chain with out of bounds.
That was money right there.
We'd like to thank everyone for tuning into our most canceled, hit the sound.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for our most canceled episode ever.
After that joke, we are so canceled.
New year, no show. Oh my god, that was so. I want to clip that so bad. He's gonna kick our asses anyway.
Love you, Cash.
Imagine, I had almost thought that while Dream was talking, on a foot was just
a boot.
While Dream was talking, a boot just came. What's up?
I just realized,
huh,
that Cassius Ohno could potentially one day team with Fandango. And they could be Dango and Cash.
Whoa!
Worth the wait.
All right, bring him up. Finally have a spot for him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my head hurts.
Poor Tyler. He'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll have a three-man
short. I do not like the shorts.
Not a fan of the shorts
either.
I
think that he should write himself up for a fashion violation.
Really?
Yeah, so he's got like a 3 or 4 inch divide between the beginning of his knee pads and the end of his shorts.
It's you gotta go way up higher. Go much higher than that.
Just do trunks at that point.
No, you gotta go dangle.
His boots, his furry boots are such an iconic part of his iconic look.
Yeah.
And they don't look good. Like either
iconic.
Either just do like the little trunks or do pants.
Well, no, I mean do tight shorts. Oh, like very tight
How
shorts.
How pissed is our chat?
Now that Sharkasaur just says here they're not only canceled, but also going to jail.
Hooray! Three squares
I had to read
a day.
It like that.
You've been arrested for joke crimes.
What's the fine? It's like, hey, this is the police. You're under arrest. The joke was too funny. I'm not going back to jail.
The joke was coming from inside the house. I won't hesitate.
Rebecca. This is my favorite segment. Well, actually, no. Street Profits segment was amazing, but this was amazing.
No, this is my favorite segment.
You beat a guy named Cassius Ohno. You shouldn't have beaten Aleister Black. You know you can't beat Andrade. The Dream knows it. You know it. You didn't earn the Dream spot. You know. And then he floated away on back to the ethereal plane
so
he came from.
If he had the power to summon like purple Mysterio mist.
Exactly!
Whoa! How did you do that?
Hey, let me try it again.
Wow.
And he's back.
Yeah. Magic.
But it's going to be like,
it was me.
You know?
Nope.
It's only Bell.
You know?
Damn it. Oh, bless you, Steve. You get it. I love you. I wish that the shot was to the point where you couldn't see the harness he was wearing, mm-hmm, and he would just like poochie off screen.
When you said harness, I was thinking of that game show where like if you answer a question wrong, you get yanked backwards.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or there was also one where they just dropped you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And Ellen's new show is a combination of all of those.
You're right. The most game show.
They push a button and you don't know what is going to happen to you. It's just like dogs run out and devour you. Bees!
Sorry. The episode where they quoted The Room the whole time was more measured and composed.
It's true.
Than this episode.
What a story.
So hopefully this looks like we're getting a little bit of Velveteen Dream, maybe looking for his rightful spot in the NXT TakeOver match, a triple threat.
I wanted them to explain why he got pulled, though. It's the one thing that didn't happen.
But they never said it.
Yeah, they never said
why. It was just, oh, hey, it's Johnny Gargano. Ah! That's it. Like, they only did Dream promoting it, and then Gargano showing up, and there was no in-between. They never mentioned, oh, it's because Velveteen Dream was injured, why he's not a part of this match.
But my opponent was supposed to be Johnny Gargano.
Same. We've got Street Profits debuting the first episode of Street Talk, which is them just walking around the back talking to people. Yeah.
Should be called, like, hallway talk. Corridor talk.
Corridor talk. Corridor digital. Nope. It's time to step the gold game up. They decide to talk to Regal, but they gotta have manners. Yo, Mr. Regal!
Yeah.
Shut their way in. They talk about being undefeated. Regal starts getting into the vibe Regal that they're putting on.
Thoroughly entertained by all of them.
Hold on, get my best side.
Oh, look at this man. Every side is his best side. That suit! They end up getting their shot next week in a number one contendership match against the Authors of Pain. They're into it. They're like, all right, time to prove ourselves, but what do we think about this one?
Good luck, fun boys. I mean, I guess the Authors of Pain.
They're fun boys.
Yeah, they're fun boys. But they're going to get took to the tool shed.
Are you saying that the Authors of Pain are not fun boys?
No. No, I think they are emphatically anti-fun boys.
They had fun once in 2008.
It was terrible.
I hated it.
Look at it Paul was terrible. Ellery.
He had fun once in...
We both did. You're like...
Look at Paul Ellery!
Because you went, look at Paul Ellery. And you're like, what? Did Steve know who Paul Ellery is? And bring up a really weird picture of him and his puppet?
He might.
Why not?
It's not a puppet.
All right, we gotta keep moving because we laughed too much.
It's Rocco.
You're right, it is Rocco. All
right.
But what's the deal? Bad chances?
What is the deal indeed?
Fair.
It's going to be interesting to watch.
Speaking of interesting to watch, okay. Leo Rush versus Lars Sullivan.
Sullivan.
I messed up.
Presented in Sullivan.
Sullivan.
Yeah.
Just...
That was it.
Leo did the best he could.
He's quick.
He's just a boy.
But he's just a boy in a monster's world. In a freak's world.
Glad his mom let him have this field trip to Atlanta.
Should have signed the permission slip.
Yeah.
And you kind of go, yay!
It's good. It's nice of her.
I'm in Vine mode, which means the show will be over in 7 seconds.
I'll tell you what, this is a Rush delivery straight to hell.
Straight to the Freak Zone. That's Lars's interview program.
Freak Zone.
The Freak Zone.
The Freak Zone.
Welcome to the Freak Zone.
Piper's Pit of Lars.
He's bringing it back. Nice. Don't worry. You better have that ready because we'll need it in a second. He hits the freak accident, talks about how he faced opponent after opponent, and they've all fallen by his hands. But there was one person... That put a sparkle in his eye. Skipping a step, a pip in his pep. He wants to destroy Killian Dane. Mm-hmm. That sounds terrifying.
It's like when Killian Dane's pants fell off in that number one contenders match. I knew I'd have to beat that nude man from here to eternity, pillar to post.
He doesn't know what to do with his feelings.
Yeah. Or his hands.
I've never seen a man so nude in all my life.
He felt something. He felt something deep.
And it was anger and hatred.
Well, I think that's those are the names for his hands.
Those are the emotions I feel.
Like Baloney Williams says, such big, strong hands. He wants to destroy Killian Dane and gets Leo Rush back up on the top rope for a super freak.
He's all right.
Accident. I thought.
Steve's the best producer in history.
He is. He really is. I absolutely love
Baba Booey's got nothing on you, my man. Yeah, the super freak was
in the back.
So impactful. I mean, that poor kid.
Not as impactful as what's going on in Florida tonight.
In the zone.
Undisputed Era beat the ever living crap out of Sanity in the back. As Bobby Fish was explaining, we make the rules, you follow the rules.
Yeah,
and the rules are these hands.
These hands,
they are. Whatever. Anyway.
Get these hands, they are my own.
Lars is the rock biter from the Neverending Story.
Yeah, all right. Sure.
I thought that's what we were referencing this whole time.
Okay.
They look like big, strong hands, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Don't they?
Boy, I just got that now.
Okay, cool.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Whoa,
welcome.
I'm here.
How are you?
Take how, long a load you off. How long have you all been here?
I blacked out. Clearly.
You wake up in a straitjacket in a darkened room, like, next team.
Tomorrow, Bubba's gonna like wake up on the side of the road and be like, "I'm supposed to do a show."
Boy, what day is it?
F off!
Why today is Thursday day? I haven't missed it. Oh, I did miss
no,
it.
No, I missed it. I really. Oh, I was bad.
I completely missed it.
Nikki Cross came running out as Undisputed Era was running their mouth. And took out a couple of referees in the process. Drake took a full bump. Mm-hmm. Poor dear. But I thought Nikki was going to get a lot closer than she did. Next time, she's not even going to go through the back. I think she's just going to fall from the top.
Yeah.
And then just,
well, congrats to the refs for being able to get that good a hold on her, because she's basically just like a ferocious pile of wet possum.
Mm. Kind of, yeah. I mean, if the Black Knight was trying to hold her back, he'd lost all his limbs all over again. Mm-hmm. Tis but a scratch.
Hey, did you stretch before that reach?
I didn't think it was a reach at all.
Okay, fine.
I'm fine with it.
All right.
Thank you.
Bill
Thank
will
you.
Allow it. Steve will allow
and
it.
And I hope you hey, do fine. In chat again, as well.
Again, that's me allowing it, so.
I'm saying that. Roderick Strong comes out.
Hey.
I'll fight these guys. Just let me go to the back. Let me just go to the black.
Oh.
And out comes Alistair.
Me too.
I'll fight them as... Yeah. I'll fight them
and
as well.
My axe.
And all of a sudden, we have a really random, weird NXT tag championship match between Roderick Strong and Alistair Black and the Undisputed Era.
I'll tell you what, folks. Roderick Strong's lucky to get Aleister Black as a partner because he's imbued with the satanic power of Lucifer himself.
It's true, JR. It's true.
You'll be an unholy slobber knocker.
We got a stop resisting in chat.
Mm. Stop! Resisting. NXT, resisting.
Resisting. Stop. Resisting.
Apathy.
Apathy. Stop. Resisting.
Whee.
Get back in the vehicle. So what did we all think about this weird tag team match? Really hard hitting.
It was good. I really like that aspect of it. These four guys really seem to know each other very well. And they all have, I would, with the exception of Roderick Strong, they all have similar styles. Very punch kick style.
Knees to the face.
A lot of very hard knees to the face. And, of course, Roderick Strong with the backbreakers. And it's... I sort of feel like this match stepped on Aleister Black's Aleister Blackness.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked to see more of his signature stuff. But he sort of got distracted by Adam Cole, baby, and tried to chase him through the streets of Atlanta. And, so the match kind of ended abruptly thereafter because Roderick Strong didn't have an opponent, and that's kind of Roderick Strong in a nutshell. You know, right place, wrong time, and that's about it.
It's pretty much it.
Pretty much.
Sharkasaur, Bill, this one's for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, Satan-obsessed JR might be my favorite Bill character.
Nice. It is quality character.
Pretty solid line. This, despite how random it was, I do like to share... We got to see you soon in chat. Can we get a see you soon spam in chat, please? Which is just like a hand and a kiss.
Can I get a new Dane, please?
Does not compute.
Get Dane with a Flargen style and a hat wobble?
No, nothing?
No.
No, really?
Oh, that's very sad. We know what we're doing as soon as we go off the air.
Yep. But the camera work on this, the editing was really solid. We got a great dive cut of Bobby Fish losing his head. That was pretty damn entertaining. I like that a lot. And ultimately, Adam Cole, surprise, he ended up costing the match for this weird tag team. I do like how they brought up the, this is a weird tag team, how does this make sense? But they went, hey, Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan, they just won the Raw Tag Team Championship, so...
True.
You just need to catch the other team on a bad night.
I mean, yeah, all it takes is one good night to win a championship. To retain a championship,
K-N-I-G-H-T.
It takes, you know, actual quality multiple and nights. Persistence and consistency.
No surprise, Undisputed Era wins. Well, a bit of a surprise, Undisputed Era wins. Regal comes out and deals with the problem. And mentions that Adam Cole will take on Aleister Black in an Extreme Rules match at TakeOver Philly.
And they cool. mess up Aleister Black. Yeah. Kind of glossed over that. They
took
mess
him to
him
the
up.
Hoodshed.
Hoodshed. The Woodshed. That was it. That was a great show. Well, we'll see you next...
And just like the Lightbringer, the Undisputed Era is wrapping Aleister Black in chains and sentencing him to the Lake of Fire for 1,000 years. Read your revelations, folks.
I would like to imagine that was supposed to be like a God fearing confirmation was the cue that he was going for. That's what I like to think.
Yeah.
This was a really
How
fun episode.
How does Jesse Ventura feel about it, though? Is he on board with JR's assessment of the situation, or?
Well, essentially, all organized religions are nothing more than a huge scam, Monsoon. They're designed to be the opiate of the masses. So I don't put 2 cents in that stock. I think Aleister Black's just a mortal man and probably a rule breaker to boot.
Well,
thank you, Mr. Governor.
My pleasure.
That'll do it for this episode.
Parasail away. Forget it, Killian. I won't do it, Killian Dane. I don't want to look at your nude body anymore. You gotta look at the body.
That's really good. Yeah. Flying in like Mo the Fan Man Sizzlak.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get out of here.
And finally,
let's get out of here.
Kid Mo.
Let's get the hell out of here. What are you doing?
What am I doing?
What are we all doing?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
I want to hear Steve's plugs. Steve, what are you doing?
Yeah, Steve, you actually have something coming up next hour.
Steve in the booth.
No.
Oh. At Soapbox Steve.
He wishes.
He left.
Yeah, he left. Okay. But he's actually, if you're a fan of Vikings, he's going to be in the... he's cutting off my mic. He's going to be on the Vikings after show this next hour, so we need
hitting
to get...
the cancel button so hard.
End stream.
Hey!
Steve, give us your plugs.
Yeah, going to be...
You're nailing it.
Hello?
Hello?
Taking full advantage of this. He's got to wrestle an anaconda right now in the booth. But he'll.
So if you
want to
see that,
right,
subscribe.
That.
He's being actively electrocuted. Go on, Steve.
No, he needs a minute.
It has gotten the better of him.
But check out the Vikings
after
show. Check out the Vikings after show. Yeah. Make sure to watch Xbox 1-360. Today we had Nick from WrestleZone. He was a very, very wonderful man who talked a lot of weird stories about Sean's butthole.
A lot of stories about Sean's butthole.
Well, it was episode 69.
And a shout out to El Horgistador on iTunes for leaving us the 5-star rating with hashtag good times and hashtag we're canceled again.
Yay!
That was from September.
Oh.
And
thanks to anyone who leaves us a 5-star review ever. Let's go back to the archives with all the ones from before I joined.
Yeah, let's talk about Kathy. Bill at Sunday Motel, Uprocks.
I am a Kathy Kelly guy for life.
McMansplaining with Big Show.
McMansplaining dropped today at Big Show, uprocks.com.
Hobo. True Hobo.
True Hobo on the Twitter and the Instagram and other stuff and do the thing and more stuff.
Mark Bidonica, I stream WWE 2K18 on twitch.tv/inventoryfullpt. Go check it out. Thanks to everybody at AfterBuzz TV. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Yes, stream.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.